So as we go into meditation, I invite you to make yourselves comfortable. Straighten your spine as you are able. Feet firmly on the ground if you are able. As you inhale and exhale, taking several deep breaths, allow your bodies to relax. Clear your mind and open your heart to receive what will come tonight. And be aware of the central column running up and down your body in the form of your spine, and your conscious energy running up and down your spine, keeping you awake and alive, and informing you in every moment. I invite you now to gather that energy at the base of your spine and send it down your legs in the form of a grounding rod, through the soles of your feet into Mother Earth and down through the many, many layers of this beautiful planet. As you send your grounding rod down to the molten core of the Earth, wrapping your cord around this core and drawing up the Earth energy that is so healing and nurturing and life-giving, and which Mother Earth gives so freely. Drawing it up your grounding rod, up to the soles of your feet, up through your legs, and gather it at the base of your spine. Malkut. We'll draw this energy straight up the central pillar to Yesod, at your genitals, up through your torso, awakening left and right as we go up to your heart, to Tiferet. Continuing up to your left and right, and up through your throat to ignite and open your third eye. Draw it up through and through your crown and allow it to flow up and around you like a fountain of liquid light, creating a sphere of energy and protection around you. That is your life essence. It goes wherever you go. Allow the energy to fall back into the earth and back up through your feet in a continuous flow, cleansing all unwanted material out of your body, all toxins, negative thoughts, feelings, cleansing your body completely. And opening your crown like a beacon, inviting your higher self, to come to you and be present in you, and to come into you and inform you of who you truly are, as the energy of your higher self mingles with the earth energy. Your body becomes fully awake, fully enlivened. Now, being fully aware of your body, your physical body that's at the bottom of Jacob's ladder. Be aware of the feeling of being fully in your body and at one with the nature and physical world. Knowing that you are fully welcomed here, held in the arms of Mother Earth, surrounded by nature. In the company of family and friends at times. Just feel at one with the physical world and being in your body. Bring this awareness of oneness with the physical world. Ascend up Jacob's ladder into your psychological body. Find your place at Tiferet in this world, with your heart and your soul. Forming the triad from your heart to your left shoulder and your right shoulder. Where you know your truth. Feel the balance that can be held here in Yetzirah, in your psychological being. Balance between your active and passive selves, your outgoing and contained self, your masculine elements and your feminine elements. Revelation and reason. All the aspects of the left and right in perfect harmony and balance, supporting you at your truth. Available to you as the need arises for an outgoing activity or a containing activity. Or an energetic response, or a calming response. Think of a context in your life today where there's some resolution or decision needs to be made. And come to it fully balanced in your psychological being, with your whole Yetzirah tree available to you, left and right, above and below, to respond appropriately to the situation. Identify for yourself what would be the best response right now. Now I invite you to ascend even further up Jacob's ladder into the world of Bria, the world of spirit, where you have a transpersonal view of life. You have an awareness of how you fit into the greater scheme of things, It's how you contribute and give back to humanity and to nature. Be aware of this higher element of yourself, your spiritual nature. We have higher insights and awarenesses, clarity. Is there a situation in your life that needs this perspective and this kind of insight? To take you above and below, beyond the specifics of the situation and look at it from the higher perspective. Now I would invite you to ascend into the uppermost world of the Atzilut, where you have awareness of your divine essence, and you have access to the Holy One, the world of unity and harmony, the world where all is one. Be aware of your divine essence as you come into the presence of the Holy One. Be open to any message that the Holy One might give you. Or, if you'd like, to pose a question and wait for a response. Take any words that were given and bring them back with you as you come back, bringing your divine essence back into you and contained in your spiritual self. As these two elements of you, divine and spirit, descend into your psychological body. And the psychological body, as it contains the spiritual and the divine, comes down fully into your physical body, so that the totality of who you are is contained in this physical vehicle that you have had since birth, or this life. Bringing this awareness of you as physical, psychological, spiritual and divine. Breathe that into your being. As you become aware again of your physical body, your physical presence, psychological, spiritual, and beautifully divine presence back into this physical world, back into full awareness of where you are, your participation in this call. As you come fully back into yourself, taking some deep breaths, and when you're ready, opening your eyes.